Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, not only are the Kansas City Chiefs once again headed to the Super Bowl, they once again ended the season for the Buffalo Bills in the postseason. Welcome back in. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Thank you so much for being tuned in with us. Of course, we are your home for the Kansas City Chiefs in St. Louis, and we're very happy right now to welcome on a sports writer with the Kansas City Star. He is Blair Kirkhoff. You follow him on Twitter at Blair Kirkhoff, K-E-R-K-H-O-F. How you spell the last name. Blair, thanks so much for rejoining us on the program. We always appreciate you taking some time. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on, Matt.
Hey, are you a little bummed by the fact that it was a really, really good game and it's this amazing, the Chiefs are doing these amazing things, and unfortunately from a national standpoint, the overwhelming narrative is about the officiating in the game?
It's interesting from our perspective. There's a bubble around Kansas City when it comes to that, and I know the fans and have taken to social media to fight back on that perception. I think that the more thoughtful commentators that I'm seeing are, given the Chiefs their due, which they obviously deserve. The one that surprised me a little bit was the Adam Schefter tweet from last week when it kind of insinuated that the NFL are just going to have to fix this roughing the passer rule because the Chiefs seem to take advantage of it more than other teams, or they get at least they get favorable calls. That was the one that surprised me a little bit, just because of he's a respected journalist at ESPN, but the most of the serious commentary I've seen has been just more of an appreciation and an awe of what the Chiefs are doing.
One thing that does come out of this, because it was once again whether or not there was a first down or not, it brought back into kind of the overwhelming narrative that maybe there is a better way than the way they're doing it right now, whether it's using laser technology, whether there's chips in the football, like whatever it might be. There has to be a better way to determine where the football gets to on a play like that.
Absolutely. No, I agree. And hopefully that technology is coming. In fact, we were told in the preseason this year that the NFL was pretty close to that technology. And one of the ways it was going to be used was when punts sail out of bounds. You could have a very accurate, placing of the ball. You know how you'll see an official walk up the sideline when a punt sails out of bounds, and you're thinking, how does he know? He's walking 10, 12 yards, and the chip was supposed to fix that. So I thought we were closer to it than what we are. And, I've seen a lot of people suggest, look, if you can put him on a tennis ball and have the in-out call, why can't you put him in a football? So maybe that's close. We need something like that. I don't know if you could tell from any of the replays whether the call could have been overturned, but it was obviously a very big moment in the game.
Yeah. Look, in St. Louis, we're a UFL town. We love the Battle Hawks here, and they've got some technology that they use in that league on first down. So I don't know if it's ready for prime time. I can't speak enough to that. And you mentioned the tennis technology that exists. It feels like if this was a priority, they could get it done.
Yeah, like I said, we every preseason the folks that cover the Chiefs, we get visited in training camp by officials, officials that come and work training camp and call scrimmages, that sort of thing. And I was kind of left with the impression that was going to happen this year, hadn't happened,
no.
And that's a shame, because it would have again, I don't, all the angles, including the drone site, you know, the angle, you just could not tell. You didn't know where the ball was. You didn't know where the ball was in Josh Allen's arm. So that was the big issue there for me.
Blair Kirchhoff continuing to join us. Okay, let's actually talk football because that's what really matters here. Once again, Chiefs get the ball with a few minutes left, tie game. And, I mean, everybody knew that they were going to score. Now, they scored fast, so all of a sudden their defense had to come on the field and win the game. But it has just become almost this foregone conclusion that if the Chiefs have an opportunity to go ahead late, they're going to do so.
It's amazing. That may be, of all the streaks and achievements and accomplishments and everything that's come out of, you know, this run that the Chiefs are on this year, you know, the opportunity to three-peat and seven straight conference championship game appearances, et cetera. The one to me that's most mind-boggling is the consecutive victories in one-score games, which I think is up to 17 now, dating back to last year, last Christmas when they lost to the Raiders at home on Christmas Day, and they won 17 straight one-score games. And then Patrick Mahomes' numbers when trailing in the fourth quarter are just spectacular. I mean, yeah, I think he's the only quarterback in history whose team has a better than 500 record when trailing at some point in the fourth quarter. So they're never out of it. I thought twice the Bills had an opportunity to win the game, right? They came back from 21-10 down to take a 22-21 lead, and then they had the ball, and that's when the fourth down play happened. And then after they tied it at 29, and Chiefs got the field goal. When the Bills, you know, you got Josh Allen on the field with that Bills offense with plenty of time, and I thought, you know, at least they're going to get this thing tied and put into overtime, but didn't happen. Chiefs defense stood up. So that was the kind of game it was, back and forth. Two great teams, the top two seeds in the AFC going after each other. Years of frustration having mounted for the Bills, but Chiefs found a way once again.
And holy mo, I've long said, Blair, that the Chiefs have the best tandem at the top in terms of who leads the offense from a coaching standpoint and who leads the defense from a coaching staff with Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo. And no disrespect to what the offense did and what Andy Reid did, but what a coaching performance from Steve Spagnuolo, especially late with the different blitzes that he was able to draw up and keeping Buffalo it felt like at times they did not know where it was coming from. That was a masterclass of coaching from Spags.
Yeah, it was a great job. And I read some, I didn't hear this directly after the game. I heard it this morning that a couple of Bills players, offensive linemen, were describing why they shifted their protection the way they did is because of the look that the Chiefs had been showing the entire game and without blitzing. And then they showed that look again. Bills didn't think they'd be coming from the left side. And lo and behold, Justin Reed and Trent McDuffie came from the left side and put the pressure on Josh Allen to throw the pass off his back foot. And you know, credit to Josh Allen. It should have been completed.
Yeah.
The ball to Dalton Kincaid. That was, you know, that was a catchable ball. It was, obviously not the pass they wanted to throw, but he was there and just good fortune smile on the Chiefs right then as he didn't catch it. But if he catches it, they're close to field goal range. They're only a couple plays away from field goal range at least. And we know what, heck, they might have, there's plenty of time left and might have put it in the end zone the way the Bills offense had gone at times last night.
One of the most odd things about this series over the last few years is how Buffalo has dominated in the regular season and the Chiefs have dominated in the postseason. Is there any rhyme or reason to why the series has played out that way?
Yeah, I can't figure it out. I think you touched on it a moment ago. First of all, the regular season thing, the Bills have won three straight games at Arrowhead in the regular season. They don't just do it in Buffalo like they did this year. They also do it in Kansas City. So they came in without any fear or concern about the environment or, or Arrowhead, the noise. They've handled that before. I just think that when it comes down to it, and Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, the coaches, and then Patrick Mahomes at the critical junctures of close games, they have made the plays. And doesn't matter where. They did it in Buffalo last year and at Baltimore in the AFC title game, obviously in the Super Bowl against the 49ers, the previous Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles, and the AFC title game against the Bengals. It's just it's uncanny and unmatched in recent NFL history here. So I just think they have an edge at coach and quarterback that other teams don't. And I think that's what gives them the advantage in the close ones.
I really like this Super Bowl matchup because I feel like there's a lot of best on best. Kansas City's got the best coach, the best quarterback, probably the best coaching staff. Philadelphia probably has the best overall roster in the NFL. They're the best in terms of using analytics and looking at football in a unique way, a little bit differently than other teams do. Like, there's a lot of things that each of these organizations do incredibly well, and now they match up in the Super Bowl. Do you like this matchup? Do you kind of see it the way I see it?
I do like the matchup. I think in terms of I remember when the seedings took shape, you know, 3 weeks ago, I thought that the best possible game was going to be Kansas City and Philadelphia. I thought at the time the Lions, just too many injuries to come through, and that proved to be the case. And I think if the Commanders had gotten there, I think the moment might have been too big for them. And it seemed to be in the NFC Championship game. Eagles have been there, done that. Their coach and quarterback have been there, done that. They've added Saquon Barkley, who's just a bringing back the running back position in a major way. Their defense is can be really good. So yeah, it's going to be fun to write about it all next week and to watch it unfold in the Superdome. I'm excited for this one. I think it was the best possible matchup when the playoffs started.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Blair Kirkhoff, he covers the Chiefs, all things Kansas City for the Kansas City Star, at Blair Kirkhoff on Twitter. Blair, thanks so much for taking the time with us. Enjoy the couple weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep, will do. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. There's Blair Kirkhoff joining us on the program. I'll take a break and come back. We'll talk a little bit more about yesterday and the way things went down and some of the complaints that are out there as well. That's up next. This is Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.